You're there representing Pope Benedict for these celebrations marking the 400th anniversary of the faith in Bangladesh, a nation, of course, that was only founded four decades ago. And yet the history of Christianity in that region dates right back to the earliest years of the church. Can you tell us, to begin with, really what this anniversary is marking?
Well, it's marking two things. One is the 400th anniversary of, as it were, Christianity coming to this part of the world through the Portuguese missionaries when they landed here in the 16th century. And but also, in a particular way, the 125th year of the founding of the diocese, the diocese here of Dhaka. I say the because it's the major diocese, and many of the other dioceses have been cut off from it over the years.
So plenty of celebrations going on this week. Tell us a bit about what you're doing, what the main events are.
The main events have been, first of all, to enable me, as it were, on behalf of the Holy Father, to see some of the things that are going on here in the church of this country, particularly, and this has impressed me deeply, the commitment to education for young people of all religions. There are over 700 Catholic schools in this country. And yesterday I went to a very famous college called Notre Dame College, which has 5,000 young people, and it was very impressive indeed. And I was delighted, having seen the Prime Minister today, that she's giving permission for a Catholic university. Now, yet again, you find in these countries where there are very few Catholics compared with the total population, in Bangladesh there are 160 million people, and only about 500,000 Catholics. And yet, its contribution to education, to culture, to faith, to witness is huge.
As you say, the church is a very small minority there in the largely Muslim nation. And yet, relations seem to be very good there, much better perhaps than in neighbouring Pakistan. Is that the case? And why do you think that is?
I don't speak about Pakistan, but I would say that the relationship between all the faiths here is what I would say, a model for many other nations. Both the president, whom I also met, have set an example, the government has set an example, for the willingness of people of all religions to live together in peace and harmony. Just yesterday, I addressed 200 imams at the Islamic Foundation of Bangladesh. And the general of the group there was speaking again and telling the imams of that they were to work in peace with other people and especially for peace. So, what has impressed me has been how that sense of harmony between all religious faiths, because as you say, the majority of this part of the world is, of course, the Islamic faith. But both the president and the prime minister and other people have said to me, we want everybody to be treated with respect, and that's very good. So the government is committed to fostering religious cooperation and harmony. It's also, I've found that it's very well disposed to the Catholic Church. It's grateful for the presence of the Church in education and for its work with the poor. So, I think the Holy Father has spoken about the little flock, and it is a little flock here, but it rather shines. It's a light in this part of the world. You know, we talk a lot about new evangelization, particularly in Europe. But here they're evangelizing the whole time just by their presence, just by what they do. Care for the sick, care for the poor, care to educate the poorest of the people and enable them to raise their standard and their style and their culture. I think the church will be very happy and very pleased and grateful to God for what has happened here.
You're talking about the problems of poverty there. They're quite a serious situation there, aren't they? Literacy rates still very high, hunger and malnutrition still very real problems for many people. What have you seen of that, of the difficulties of life?
Well, I've heard about it most of all. I had a meeting with the bishops of how they are endeavouring in their parishes to look out and raise the standard of living and hope for the poor.
You mentioned then some of the things that have been going on. You've been making a number of visits, meeting with political and religious leaders. The highlight of this visit, I understand, is the 9th of November. Can you tell us a bit about what form that highlight will take?
there is a big celebration when I understand there'll be anything over 5,000 people there. And there will be a mass, but coupled with that, a celebration of the church for this particular anniversary. And after the mass, I'll be meeting with other Christian leaders as well as leaders of other faiths. And it's great for me to be able to say to these people, as well as obviously to the Catholic population here, the greetings of the Holy Father and how keen he is, Pope Benedict, to foster good relations and proper cooperation among the faiths. And I have found that Pope Benedict has spoken of with great affection and respect out here. And the people I've spoken to, especially, of course, the President and the Prime Minister, have been very glad to receive his greetings and good wishes and prayers.